We'll start with questions for Coach Pandolfo.
Just your thoughts on the game, Trey.
I mean, I thought it was a hard-fought game both ways. Credit to our guys for sticking with it. They do a good job defensively. You know, we didn't have a ton going on in the third. And for us to stick with it and find a way there to bang that one home late was huge for our group.
Just with the struggles recently, how important was that LeChance goal just for the atmosphere and the vibe around the team?
Very important. This is a tough place to play. This can give you group confidence. You know, sticking with it, being down 2-1 for quite a stretch there, and keep coming and keep pushing and find a way. So our leadership was great tonight.
Caron usually plays well against them. He did it again tonight.
He was excellent. Good for him. He had a little bit of a reset, didn't play the last two games. So for him to come in there tonight and play the way he did was excellent.
Can you talk about the improvement tonight? They only allowed one penalty kill for me.
Yeah, the penalty kill for us was much better. Of course, the first one, we gave one up. We did a pretty good job, and then they ended up getting a bounce there. We actually, I think, double-tipped it on our own net there, and it was just a scramble. And you know, they got a fortunate bounce, but the next few we were able to kill them off, and that can hopefully give our penalty kill unit some confidence as well.
Were there any specific adjustments you made in the penalty kill? Obviously, it had been really struggling coming into this game.
Well, we just wanted to make sure, and we could be aggressive. We were making sure we were blocking shots. That's really important. Again, they throw everything to the net. We wanted to make sure that we were blocking shots, and our guys did a really good job of doing that. And, you know, getting clears are important as well. And they did have some zone time, there's no question, but for the most part, we did a good job keeping them to the outside. And if we had every chance, we were there to clean up the stuff around them.
Missing three forwards with injuries, just how do you think the team responded with sort of a lighter bench?
Yeah, I thought, we shortened the bench a little bit there late. I thought our guys, you know, they played a lot of ice time tonight, but give them a lot of credit for, like I said, sticking with it the whole way through. Against a good defensive team, it's tough to get inside against them, it's tough to get to the net. At the end of the day, we found a way.
Even if they didn't get a ton of ice time all the way through, Rukinakis and Gordon, Rukinakis this whole weekend, but Gordon especially, what did you see from them?
Yeah, they didn't get a lot of ice time, but I thought they went out there and did a good job. They show that, you know, that they're capable of playing for us and helping us, and they understand how we want to play. So I thought both of them did very well.
Yeah. Final for Coach.
Yeah. Caron, what do you think of him? And I hate to keep asking about the goalies, but just what's kind of the state of is it an open battle? Does someone have kind of the edge going into next weekend at this point?
I'm just happy that Caron came in tonight and played very well. That was really important for him. Really important for our team, and that's as far as I'll go right now.
Kevin McCarthy has penalties in 5 of the last 6 games, but plus defender, just what does he need to do to avoid the penalties?
Yeah, it's sometimes you run a streak like that. He's just got to make sure that he's making better decisions sometimes. His angles on the puck, little things like that. He's not taking egregious penalties, he's just on the wrong side of it.
Not as many penalties as last night, but still a fair amount. Do you foresee any way that you guys can prevent that moving forward or any direct
thoughts
on that?
Yeah, it's been an issue for us. We've talked about it. Some of the calls tonight, you know, they were. I didn't think there was any egregious penalties by our group tonight. Which was good to see.
Take one more.
After the Harvard game, you said that experience was good for overtime. Just how did that experience earlier in the season?
Yeah, that helped. Anytime your puck possession is really important, 3-on-3. And we actually didn't get the opening draw. Need to find a way to get it back, and it went back and forth a little bit, and that's just going to happen 3-on-3. So we've had experience there before.